And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, today we're going to be looking at secrets. You know, we look at secrets about once a month. I give you another volume, and these are things that the controlled mass media, liars that they are, just don't tell you about. Or they try to skirt the issues or try to hide around, you know, and get you into the deep weeds, lying and, you know, subterfuge. But we just tell it right out. Here's what's really happening. And I sort of enjoy that, don't you? And so every month we have a volume of secrets. This is volume, by the way, 241. Can you believe that? 241 volumes? We're going to talk about at least 10 or 11 things, maybe 12 or 13 things. And these are things from my files, and they're true things, and they amaze me sometime. For example, there's the Trump victory, which means no war with Russia. Now, the Democrats were lying to us. Oh, Russia's, you know, going to interfere with our elections, or Russia's let the WikiLeaks out. It's Russian hacking into the DNC, you know, the Democratic National Committee, and the Russians are coming. Of course, Vladimir Putin had nothing to do with all of their lies and deceit. But if the Russians did do WikiLeaks, we should thank them for it. In fact, I think we need to get some money going in foreign aid for them. If they've done such a good job of hacking into the Democrat National Committee and exposing all of the crimes and horrible satanic deeds of the Democrats during this recent election, if they were good enough at hacking to do that, I think we need to pay them for their hackers. I mean, don't you think so? I mean, the United States is spending billions and billions of dollars for hacking. We have these hackers, and hey, we're supposed to have the top hackers in the world. We've got Silicon Valley, don't we? Sure, we've got big high-tech companies right here in Austin, Texas. We've got the greatest hackers in the world, and they couldn't hack into the DNC. Why, even the FBI says they can't find anything in 650,000 emails of Hillary. They went through 650,000 emails. I bet you Huma Abedin, she knew what was in those emails. That's why she squirreled them over to her so-called husband, Congressman Wiener, and put them in his computer. That's why. Because they told us all the rotten deeds of Hillary and Huma together. Of course, they're both lesbians, as you know. And the FBI couldn't find a one. Said, we don't see one problem in 650,000. But these hackers found a lot of problems. Well, they found all kind of, I mean, they found the dirty deeds of these organizations that were set up by the Democrats to incite violence at the Trump meetings. They found all of these the debate questions that Donna Brazile, by the way, Donna Brazile has now admitted that she did cheat. She got the questions. And now she says, I'm glad I did it. But before, remember she told Megyn Kelly on Fox, she said, now, Megyn, I'm a Christian woman. I'm being persecuted. She's a lesbian weirdo. That's what she is. That's what she's a lesbian. She's not a Christian. But now she says, yeah, I did it. I cheated. I got the questions for Hillary and I gave them to her before the debate. I'm glad I did it, she said. Yeah, oh yeah. We should pay those Russian hackers. I mean, first of all, they exposed Hillary Clinton and she lost the election, maybe because of them. Well, actually not because of them, because of what she did. They just told us what she did. That's the thing, see, it's Hillary that did it. Now, if the Russians hacked into Hillary's computers and they found out what was in those 650,000 emails and they told us everything from satanic cooking to whatever was going on, they're to be commended. In fact, I'm thinking of writing a letter to Vladimir Putin and thanking him. You've got some marvelous hackers there. Marvelous. Keep hacking. And Obama's got about 2 or 3 months. I bet you could get 1,000 secrets from the Obama administration. Hack, 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 hack. Now, I'll probably get the FBI to come visit me, and they'll say, you're encouraging a crime to be committed. No, I'm encouraging the truth to come out. Well, Trump says, I'm going to make friends, if I can, with Russia. We're not going to have World War III the way Hillary and the Democrats wanted with Russia. And the State Department under Hillary Clinton, I mean, you know, they encouraged Ukraine to attack Russia. I'm not going to do that. In fact, right now, I'm going to help Russia because Russia is attacking ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. That's right. You see, the Syrian people and the Syrian president are fighting alongside the Russian soldiers in Aleppo and other cities in Syria. And they're winning. Now, John Kerry, he's an idiot, of course, a stupid idiot. By the way, his college scores and SAT scores were under, they were under George W. Bush's at Yale University. Of course they were. He's an idiot. Well, in any case, think about that. Think about Russia helping Syria, helping the people of Syria and the president of Syria, fighting ISIS, fighting Al-Qaeda. And the United States was trying to help Al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's right. We're the ones that founded, we and the Saudi Arabians founded ISIS. They won't tell you that, but it's true. And we threatened Russia, get out or we could start World War III with you. Well, Russia said, we're not getting out. In fact, they sent more aircraft. They sent more ships, more missiles, guided missiles. Wow. And the United States, of course, backed down, and they should. Now, Trump says when he takes over as president, he's going to actually help Russia to conquer ISIS in Aleppo, to conquer Al-Qaeda. And that's a good deal, isn't it? No, we're not going to fight Russia. We're going to fight ISIS. We should have been fighting them all along. Instead, we've been supporting them. We've been giving them money. We've been giving them everything they need to kill, 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 and to drive these immigrants to Europe and the United States. But Trump says, we're not going to take those immigrants anymore. We don't even know who they are. If we can't vet them, we're not going to take them. Pretty good deal. I like it. Now, I know the Democrats, they're about going wild over this. They cried at this last election, didn't they? They were all crying and moaning and saying, well, I guess we made a mistake. Yes, you did. That Martha Raddatz, I can't believe they elected the people elected Trump. The people are so stupid, they just don't know what they're doing. Yes, we did. Miss Raddatz, we knew exactly what we're doing. So, a Trump victory means no war with Russia. It means the defeat of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And that's what America people want. And after we've defeated ISIS and Al-Qaeda, then we can get out of the Middle East and stay out. Now, Israel's not going to like that because they wanted American troops in there. Israel is the one causing all the trouble. Well, they're not getting bombed. Israel's not. Israel's not getting hit by the rebels. No. They're getting in their Mercedes and driving down the freeway and jumping out of the car seat and wearing their little bikinis, going to the Mediterranean down there on near Haifa, near Tel Aviv. That's what they do, and they kill all these people. They're murderers in Syria, in Iraq, in Libya, the Israelis. Well, we're not going to do it for them anymore. We're not going to help them anymore. And the Saudi Arabians, we're not going to do that either. Now, here's something that good came out of all this. Now we can become the richest nation on earth. There's a great secret for you. Think about that. We have the potential to become the greatest oil and coal nation on earth. Now we have coal in West Virginia, but they've closed down the mines. The environmental crazies, the wackos. We have coal in Ohio, but they closed down the mines. We have coal in everywhere, Pennsylvania, but they closed down the coal mines. Now, if you've got stock in the coal companies, well, hold on to it, my friends. It's going up. The coal company stock is going up. I don't personally own any stock, but, you know, maybe I should. You know, well, I really, you know, I'm too old to worry about that kind of stuff. I'm going to have to save my money for retirement, I guess. And that's all right. But if I was a young man and just had about, you know, $100 or something in savings a month, I think I'd put it in coal mines right now. Now, we've got all this oil, too. We've got more oil than Saudi Arabia has, than Russia has, than Iran has. But we've been bringing in the oil from the Middle East. We've been buying all their oil and bringing it in big tankers to the Gulf Coast, offloading it there. And why did we do that? Why couldn't we use our own oil? Because we weren't bringing enough out of the ground. Why? Because the environmentalist. The oil companies cooperate with the environmentalist. You think that they're all opposed to each other. Oh, no. No, no. Exxon loves the environmentalist. Mobil Oil loves the environmentalist. All of the oil companies love the environmentalist. They founded most of the environmental organizations. Atlantic Richfield founded environmental groups. Now you say, why would they do that? They found these organizations that oppose them. Well, they really don't oppose them, you see. They found these huge environmental groups. And the environmental groups go to Congress and everything and say, we need to put the skids to the oil companies. We need to prevent them from drilling in the United States. And so our Congress does. They take money from all the environmental groups, millions and millions of dollars, and they cut off the oil. They say, we can't let you drill for oil. And the oil companies say, oh, okay, we won't drill any oil then. That's okay. Uh-huh. Now, why do they do that? Well, let me, you know, it's a fact of capitalistic life, my friends. The more you've got of a product, the less it costs. Did you hear what I just said? The more you've got of a product, the less it costs. Now, if you go to a clothing shop, you want to buy a pair of jeans, blue jeans, and they have 200 pairs of jeans on the rack, and just have two or three customers a day, but they have hundreds on the rack. They're going to start lowering the price, aren't they? Why, nobody buying their jeans. But if you wanted to buy jeans and they only had one pair left, and there were 200 people trying to buy them, the price is going to go up. That's just life. If there's a big long line for gas by cars at gas stations, guess what? Price is going to go up. But if nobody's interested in getting in line because they've got so much gas they don't know what to do with it all, well, again, price of gas is going to go down. The oil companies are pretty slick. They realize the more the environmentalists get involved, then the higher their prices go. So for every 25 cents they spend on environmentalism, they make about $10 in oil. They make more money with environmentalism than without it. But Trump says, I'm going to open up the spigots. We're going to have all the oil and gas we need. We're going to open up the oil companies. We're going to open up fracking and the oil, everything. We're going to be the number one oil company nation in the world. Boy, that's great. But the Saudi Arabians don't like it. The Russians don't like it. The people from Qatar and Kuwait, they don't like it. From Iraq, they don't like it. Iran doesn't like it. They want us not to take oil up out of our ground. They want us. They want our environmentalism to succeed. That's why they rushed to sign this climate change treaty. It's a hoax. There's no climate change. There's always summer, you know, spring, winter, harvest, fall. There's the seasons, of course. But you don't have to worry about the polar bears up in Alaska. Don't worry about them. God will take care of them. They'll have plenty of snow to prance around at. It's not melting up there. And if you own a beach house or you want to go down to the beach, maybe in Virginia or down in over in California, you're going to keep going. You don't have anything to worry about for now. Now, someday God's going to come and close the whole kit and caboodle down. I realize that. But for now, the seasons continue. Now, I'm getting pretty old. I'm over 70 years old. But, you know, when I was a little boy, we lived about 25 or 30 miles from the Gulf Coast, near Galveston, Texas. And, you know, they had beach houses back then. And we never could afford a beach house or anything like that, but they had public beaches, and we'd always drive our car and go out and spend the day at the beach. And, you know, not too long ago, after 70 years almost, I did a little drive, Wanda and I, we went to the beach. And, you know, that same beach was there? Yeah, it was the same beach. It looked like almost the same sand. Now, I guess the sand had been renewed. I don't know. But the same kind of people were out there, you know, getting a suntan or whatever. And little boys and girls were splashing in the water. And the waves looked just like they did 60, 70 years ago. I didn't see anybody running up and down the beaches saying, "Global warming, hurry, get out. Global warming's here. Oh, global warming is here." I didn't see anybody saying it. They were just all having fun. Well, it looks like global warming is a big hoax. Now, Obama was hoping that he could get that treaty signed before he left office. He said, "This is the most important thing. This is for my legacy." Well, his legacy can go to blazes because that's the end of it. That's the end of it. Well, we've got all the oil. We've got more oil than any other nation on earth. And now we're going to sell it to everybody. Uh-oh. Japan wants to buy our natural gas. We've got more natural gas than everybody has. Now we can sell our natural gas. Obama wouldn't let them sell it. He said, he wouldn't let us sell natural gas to anybody. But he made us buy everything. So Americans were shelling out big bucks for the oil and the coal and the gasoline and the natural gas to other countries. Meanwhile, our gas and oil and natural gas just stayed in the ground. Isn't that stupid? Well, Trump says we're not going to do that anymore. And, you know, I noticed the stock market. Oil price went right down. Now, why would that be? Because we're going to have more of it. The oil price, believe me, went down. Now, the stock market went up. I know overnight, you know, people were worried and frightened, and it went down about 800 points. By the next day, it gained all that 800 points back and was up 200 or 300. They call this a Trump rally on the stock market. Well, the only thing down was oil. And I noticed that the price of oil had gone down from about $46, $48 down to $45. Wanda said to me, "Well, why is the price of oil going down but everything else going up?" I said, because we've got so much oil and now we can use it. It's not just going to be sitting there in the ground. "Oh," she said. Now, here's something else that we're going to get rid of. And I want you to think of this, folks. This is funny. It's really funny. The celebrities who said if Trump was elected, they would leave the USA. They said that if Trump is elected, "Oh, we're going to leave the United States." Now, let's see who all said that. Now, let's see. There was Whoopi Goldberg. She said she was going to leave. Now, Miley Cyrus said she was going to leave. She's going to quit twerking and go somewhere else and twerk. I don't know. I guess. But there's others, too. There's George Clooney, Mr. Handsome. He said, I can't stay in America anymore. This is too much. I'm going to leave. And who else? I mean, John Stewart, the guy who used to have the Comedy Hour. Let's see. I think that guy, there's several. I mean, he just go. Oh, yeah, Rosie O'Donnell. Jerry knows all of them.
he associates with all these people, so he knows their name. Oh, I'm going to ruin your reputation, Jerry. Jerry's here in the broadcast room. Well, actually, he does know of them, but he doesn't know them exactly. Hey, did Beyonce and her husband, Jay-Z Knight, did they say they were going to leave? I hope so. Well, wouldn't that be, here's the thing about all these crazy. Oh, Katy Perry. Yeah, the gal, you know, the gal that claims to, she said she was actually raised a Christian, but now she's a heathen. But anyway, all of these people, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, George Clooney, Rosie O'Donnell, they all claimed they were going to leave if Trump won. Now, this is very sad, but let me just tell you, folks, you're going to be really disappointed. They're not going to leave. They're not going to leave. They got it made. They got millions of bucks. None of them are going to leave. And Kaepernick, you can break both his knees. He's still going to bow down to money and stay in San Francisco. You know, the San Francisco 49er football guy. He ain't going to leave either. None of them are going to leave. And that really disappoints me. They all said, we will leave. I was counting on it. I mean, I was really counting on that. I told Wanda, they're all going to leave. She says, no, they won't do it. They're all liars. I said, oh, no. They're celebrities. They don't lie. Wanda says, well, yes, they do. They lie. I said, you can't tell me. Sure, Whoopi Goldberg, I trust her completely. And Wanda said, no, you're being foolish, Tex. They all lie. And you know what? They're still here. I went to my TV set the other day. I just turned a few channels, and I found a couple of them, turned a couple more, and there they were. They're still here. They lied to us. They're not leaving. Now, I realize if they go off to Australia or Nigeria or someplace, they won't have the luxuries. They're not going to have the big house and Beverly Hills maids and all that stuff. But at least be honest. But see, they're not worried about being honest. They just, you know, they thought they would be ribbing everybody. They thought that they would really be pushing it in. And they thought they would never have to live up to their promises. Now, that's sort of like, you know, remember back when Trump first announced for president and everybody laughed at him? I remember Ann Coulter, you know, Ann Coulter. Well, she was, what TV show was she on? Bill Maher, yeah, Bill Maher, oh yeah. I think he said he was going to leave too, but he lies. He's one of the biggest liars. So he's still there. But Ann Coulter went on that show and they asked her, who do you think is going to be the next president? Who has the best chances in the Republican sweepstakes? She said, well, that would be Donald Trump. And man, they began to hee-haw. Oh, they laughed at her. Oh, Donald Trump, you must be crazy. And Meyer, of course, said, you're an idiot. You know, you're crazy. Oh, no. Now, Michael Moore, that's it. Michael Moore said he's going to leave, too. You know, the guy that makes the films, the cruddy films. Yeah, he's going to leave, too. Anyway, they laughed at Ann Coulter, but they're not laughing anymore. Looks like she won that. I don't think she bet with them, but she won that. She sure did. She won that wager. Now, there are like 16 or 18 of these cruds, and they all promised us they would leave. It's just like during the primaries. Do you remember when they all took a pledge? Whoever wins the Republican nomination, we will endorse them. And they thought that Trump wouldn't go along with that, but he did. And unfortunately for all the other candidates, he was the one that won. And then Bushy, Jeb Bush, he refused to keep his promise. He was supposed to have endorsed, you know, I realize he had low energy and all that stuff, but he could have got the energy to endorse him, but he didn't. He had lied to us. And then his brother, George W. Bush, he didn't vote for Trump either. He lied to us. Of course, I never thought the senior Bush, the rhino, the pro-abortion guy, he and his wife, Barbara, but he lied to us too. And they all, you know, about half of them lied. Kasich, The governor of Ohio, he lied. And boy, didn't Trump win big there? I think about 10 points. He won Ohio. It appears that the people of Ohio did not like Kasich. They liked Trump. I think Kasich better not run for governor next time. He's going to lose his shirt. Boy, people don't like him. Now, Ted Cruz finally, in the last couple of weeks, finally endorsed Trump. He said, okay, I'll do it. But basically, he lied because the whole campaign, you know, he had held out. But, you know, Trump didn't need him. He doesn't need him today. He doesn't need Paul Ryan. He doesn't need, you know, McConnell in the Senate. So, the celebrities, they lied to us. They're still here. We've got to put up with them. Oh, my. It's a shame. Now, how about Kaepernick, the NFL ratings? It seems that nobody wants to watch the NFL anymore. Now, the National Football League. Now, it was only a couple of years ago that they said that their ratings had gone to an all-time high, and everybody wanted to see the football. Everybody wanted to see, you know, the Dallas Cowboys and, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers and so forth. But now the ratings have sunk. And they're worried. The big owners, you know, most of them are Jews, but they're worried now. Oh, our ratings are down like 10%, then 14%. Now, they say they don't know why the ratings are down. Could it have something to do with Mr. Kaepernick, friends? Could it have something to do with the unpatriotic pro football players, the millionaires? They're paid millions, and then they go out and treacherously insult the citizens of America by not even standing for the Star Spangled Banner. They're cruds. They're dirty dogs. And not only that, look at Kaepernick's hair. I mean, it looks like a helicopter. I mean, if that guy gets caught in the wind, he's gone. He's going to be going up to Mars. And you know, he doesn't even know what he's doing. They're just liars. And they're thugs. They beat their wives. They molest their kids. They're just thugs. Almost every pro player is a thug. I know there's a few good ones out there, but not many. People just got tired of the thugs. And they got tired of these unpatriotic guys that were paying them millions of dollars, and then they don't even honor America. If they want to leave and go to Samoa or the Tahiti or Haiti or the Jamaicas, let them go. We don't want them here anymore. And that's apparent. People are just, they're not watching their TV sets. They're not watching these pro football players. They don't want them anymore. We don't want the thugs. We don't. Well, I guess I'm on a rant today. I'm just, you know. Well, that's the way it goes. I think a few people out there love what I'm saying, Jerry, don't you? They do. They know I'm telling the truth. They like that. All right. When we return, we're going to have some more secrets for you. The global elite are in shock. The world is collapsing at our feet, says the ambassador from France. Meanwhile, at the Cotton Bowl, the big football stadium in Dallas, Texas, they have erected a golden Baphomet statue. What's that all about? A golden Baphomet statue. And by the way, we're going to learn about the scientists who have discovered a way to turn off nightmares and dreams. They turn them off with pills, with chemicals. Are you having nightmares and you can't take it much longer? Well, maybe you won't have to. We'll study all this and much more when we return here on Power of Prophecy. I'm Tex Morris. Hello again, friends. This is Tex Morris. You know, every year, for several months during the year, we have what we call employees appreciation. Employees appreciation. And we ask our friends out in radio land and newsletter land if they could give sacrificially to help our employees. Now, you know, we have one of the smallest staffs in the world, and they work the hardest, and they do a good job. And it seems that everybody here at Power of Prophecy has been here forever. I mean, they've been here 5 years, 10 years, 20. I think the least employee we've got has been here, about 2 years. That's Steve, and we're so glad to have him. But everybody else has been here at 10, 12, 15, 20, 25 years. And, you know, if they worked somewhere else, they could get paid more money. Austin, Texas is, pretty well booming. But they stay right with us. And when you call to place an order for a book or a tape or a video or a CD, you know it's going to get taken care of. And if it's not, you just call up and say, hey, I didn't get that video I asked for. And boy, everybody will get on the ball then. They'll find out what happened, and we'll send it out right away. And we'll apologize. And sometimes we send out, an extra copy. And we say, keep the first copy free. That's because we appreciate you. We appreciate your support. And we just believe you ought to get what you order as quickly as possible. Now, we have to put up, like everybody does, with the post office. You know, sometimes they don't move very quick. But I know here in house, we move it like the next day. And now sometimes you order something from a catalog or from the mail, or and they'll say, please wait 3 weeks for delivery, or please wait 6 weeks or 2 weeks or 4 weeks. I don't buy that. Now, we've talked about it in the house many times, and I'm of the opinion that you're not respected by those companies. If you order something the day we get your order in, well, by the next day, your order is going out. Now, why do we do that? Because we respect you. And really, I'm going to tell you right now, you are a friend. You're a friend. You're not. We don't have customers. We don't have clients. We just have friends. And you're a friend. Now, I hope that you'll honor our employees by helping them with, everything they've got. You know, we don't have medical. We don't have medical expenses. And Obamacare is going out. We don't have Obamacare anyway here for these employees. So what are they going to do when they retire? Well, I guess they're going to get on Social Security or something, but we don't have medical. We don't have retirement. We do ask you, if you care for these, and they're your workers, they're your sidekicks, so to speak. That's what we call them down here in Texas, sidekicks. A little Western, I suppose. But these folks, Jerry and Michelle and Sandra and Steve and Nelson, all of them, they work for you. I like to say they work for me, but they really don't. They really don't. They work for you and for God. They work for God. And if they don't do a good job, I think God takes care of it. Don't you? If they don't do a good job, God will take care of it. But they do. They really care. When you order something, you can see in their voice, in their behavior, that they appreciate your ordering. And, we don't just offer you the best-selling books. If we did that, we'd be a bookstore then. And we'd be trying to find all these terrible books out there that are just number one bestsellers. We offer books and videos and CDs that we believe in, that will offer you something that, nobody else could. And that's why we offer these books. We go out and we find some of the strangest books, strangest videos, but they have truth in them. They have things that, the control media, and that's the bookstores too, they're controlled. They can't just offer anything like we can. And that's what we do. That's what I do. Every once in a while, I'll order some book for you, and it just turns out that maybe I missed something in it. Maybe there's a page there that has a curse word or something. Boy, I don't like that. We usually send those books back. But because that escaped my attention. But we buy the books that we think you will like, that will uplift you, that will bring the truth to you. And then we try to do those things. You know, we support an orphanage, the Texas Children's Home, and there's boys and girls there. They have a boys' ranch. And who's J. Edgar Hoover who said, if you want a boy to be a good boy forever, buy him a horse or a dog or something like that. I think he said something like that, didn't he? Well, I think that's true, too. When I see these young boys riding these horses, you know, they may not be Kentucky Derby winner horses, but still, you know, you think about that. Buy a boy a horse, and boy, he's going to grow into a man. I say that. I'm not a horseman myself. You know, the only horses I rode, they kicked me off. They didn't like me. So I'm not much of a Texan, but I do believe that of the young boys. Well, we also do other things, too, that you may not know about. We have a lot of people write to us, and they're prisoners. And now they know Jesus, and they know the truth, and they ask us. They don't have any money. They ask us for a book that we can send to them or a tape. And we do send them books, and we send a lot of Bibles out also. And we send Bibles also out to missionaries and to churches in the Philippines and Africa. And we do that absolutely free. Sometimes we send entire cases of books. And we buy them at a discount, and we're glad to send them. Because wherever you send the Word of God, it's not going to come back void. You know, that's what the Word of God says. His Word will not come back void. We believe that. We do. I got a letter today from the Israeli Book Society or something like that. And some, you know, Israeli guys wanted two of our books. And we'll do book reviews for the Israeli Book Society. Well, you know, my books aren't too favorable toward Israel and the Jews, but I sent him the books. Why did I send him the books for review? Because, well, I think God's word is going to come back, and he will see what I write is truth. He may not like it, but it's true. And that's what we do. We just deal in truth here. When you come and visit the ministry, by the way, you're invited to come. Now we may not spend much time with you because we're very busy here, but we'll spend a few minutes with you and show you around and maybe laugh at you a little bit or you can laugh at us or whatever you want to. We enjoy a few laughs sometime. But you'll notice when you come in the front door, there's a plaque up, and it says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's from the Gospel of John. You'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's a promise from God. That's a promise from God. And boy, is it ever so, isn't it? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Do you want to be free, friends? Well, you can be with the truth. Well, anyway, that's what we do here. And if you'd like to give to the Employees Appreciation Fund, this just, it's a way of thanking our employees. And what we do is whatever money we get, we divide it between all the employees. One doesn't get any more than the other. The guy in shipping gets as much as the manager here that works up in the front office. They all get the same amount. And of course they have salaries that are different, but when you give it, we just divide it up between the employees. It's the Employees Appreciation. We have a whole month in which we give to this. And every cent you give goes to the employees. Doesn't come to Wanda or I. We are employees too, you know. We work for God and for you. You're our boss, but we say, well, we can make it. We're okay. We're going to do good. And we do. So please, if you can give to that this month, please do so. Just write a check or a money order or send some cash, whatever you got, and send it to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or phone us toll free, 1-800-234-2000. 9673. Or you can go to our website, powerofprophecy.com, or textmars.com. Make your check out to Power of Prophecy, but be sure to let us know. Have a little, you know, little piece of paper there and say, text, this is for your employees. Okay? The employees appreciation. Employees appreciation. And whatever you give us, we bring it all together and then we divide it up between the employees. And I'm telling you, they really appreciate it. They really do. So thank you in advance for that. And that's the only ad we've got today, Jerry. Just let them know about the Employees Appreciation Fund, how they can help us. And it'll make a big difference to our employees. It really will. Hey, they're still going to be nice to you. If you don't give, they'll still be nice to you. You'll still get your books and everything right on time. You know, we're not going to discriminate, but we would appreciate your help so much. The Employees Appreciation Fund. But please make out your checks to Power of Prophecy or TexMars. But indicate, there's a little place there that says four, and put down four employees, okay? Or write a separate note and say, Tex, this is for the employees. By the way, you can give, you can divide your money too. Let's say you wanted to give $50, $25 to the ministry and $25 to the employees. You can send us a check or a money order or cash for $50 and tell us, say, hey, half of this goes to the employees and half goes to the ministry. You know, we still need money for the ministry. It's still going on. And by the way, a lot of people write to me and say, how much money do you make in the ministry? Let me tell you, we make zero. That's right. 1 month we'll make a little bit. The next month we're in the hole. But you know, at the end of the year, we do okay. We're just breaking even. And I think it's sort of like, you know, Jesus when he broke that bread. You know, remember the loaves of fishes and bread and there were what 5,000 people there at the sermon listening, and it went all. Everybody was able to be fed. Now they didn't have any food that was wasted. I didn't read anything in the Bible about any food that was wasted. Everybody that needed to eat something, well, they got something to eat. Isn't that amazing? God knew exactly how much food was needed. And he knows what we need to keep going right here at Power of Prophecy so we can tell the powers that be, well, don't try to tell us what to do. Because we know what the truth is because we read the Bible. That's it. All right. Now let's return to our regular program. Secrets, Volume 241. Hey, did you see the news that the global elite were in shock when Trump won? Now, the ambassador to the United States from France actually said, he said this, the world is collapsing at our feet. Now, first of all, already Britain had exited the European community. Man, was that a shocker. They lied to him and told him the polls were this, and, you know, and they said the stock market's going to crash if you leave and all that stuff, but the people left anyway. Now they can go back to being Britain again. They're not going to worry about the euro currency. They're going to go back to the pound. Here in America, well, we don't worry about it. We're going to leave NAFTA. That's the North American Free Trade Act. Although, as you found out, it wasn't free. And as Trump told you, 70,000 factories closed. Man, 70,000 factories closed in America. It was terrible. Well, they're shocked. They're in shock because they thought they were going to do in America. They thought America will be no more, and we're going to send all these migrants in, and they're going to take over everything. And the Americans, well, they can, you know, just, wow. That's what they thought about us. They were wrong. Americans, we're still here. Isn't that astonishing? We're still here. And I want to tell you something, friends. God's going to be here, too. You know, you just read the last couple of chapters of the book of Revelation. Read what happens. I mean, they think they're going to corner all the Christians in one place and kill us all off. They're not going to do that. God's going to take care of us. That's what the Bible says. Well, here's something else to think about. The political pundits and the pollsters, they were embarrassed. They all said Hillary was going to win, but she didn't.
She didn't get the votes. Trump did. They predicted wrong. Well, let's leave Hillary for a while, and let's go off to leave the pundits, too. We can leave them at home.
By the way, everybody knows now they're going to have to be watching. They're going to be watching the pundits very close. Watch the political prognosticators. Watch all of the liberal media. They're going to try to lie about Trump every chance they get. They're going to lie about you. Better watch them very close. Hey, I had a friend wrote to me from Dallas, Texas. He visited the Cotton Bowl. They have a Cotton Bowl stadium up in Dallas where they have the big Cotton Bowl every year, football, you know, college football. He said they've got something new up there, though. They have a strange statue. Now, it's like a sheep, but it stands up erect and tall, and it's got horns. Now, sheep don't have horns, but goats do. As far as I know, I mean, I'm not a sheep and goat man, but it looks like Baphomet. Now, you know Baphomet, don't you? Baphomet is a sign of Satan. And Satanists use a statue of Baphomet. It's half man, half woman. It's like a goat's head, but it has the big horns on it. And this looked exactly, and out of its head came a crown, a golden crown. Hey, you can see it for yourself. Go visit the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas. And go see the Baphomet statue. Now, what are Texans doing? Giving us a big golden Baphomet. I'm afraid we're going to have Baphomets all over the United States. You know, I studied American history, and I found a Baphomet statue. It was George Washington, but he was putting his hands one up, one down, exactly like the Baphomet statues. Wow, George Washington? A Baphomet statue of him as Baphomet? You see, we've had Satanists in America since America was first founded. Well, we go from Baphomet to a new scientific study. It seems that scientists have discovered a way to turn off nightmares. You know, a lot of people, they're plagued by nightmares all the time. I don't know, it's like they have a chemical in their brain. It seems to turn on when they go to sleep at night, and they suddenly start having nightmares. And it goes on night after night, and sometimes people have basically the same nightmare. Now, I'm not really one to be plagued by nightmares, and so, but every once in a while I'll have a bad dream. And, you know, I'll think, boy, I'd like to turn that off. Now you can. Well, it's not for sale yet, but they say in a few years it will be. It's a pill you can take, and you won't have nightmares anymore. Well, no, you won't have any dreams. But I don't know how it works, because scientists say that you need dreams. Your subconscious works while you're sleeping, and it dreams all kind of strange things, and, you know, you're in all kind of situations, and sometimes I wake up, and I say, is this real or is that real? Have you ever done that? And after a while, then I can try to figure it out, you know. Sometimes, though, it becomes so real to you, the dream, that you don't know whether you're living in a dream. And there's a lot of mixed-up scientists now, and some scientists say we're living in a matrix. This is not the real world. This is like a matrix world, like virtual reality. That's odd, isn't it? In any case, scientists have now discovered a way to chemically turn off nightmares. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Hey, you know, one of the things that Donald Trump said he was going to do was to protect our religious liberties. Now, I understand that he got 81% of the vote of evangelical Christians. 81%. That's pretty good. Now, I don't know what happened to the other 19%. They voted for Hillary? Are you kidding me? 19%? Well, they must have been mixed up. I know a young lady in her 20s who voted for Hillary. And she said, well, I did it because I wanted a woman to win. Well, what about all those babies she was going to kill through partial birth abortion? Oh, I didn't think of that. Maybe someday a scientist will discover a cure for stupidity, because that's stupid, isn't it? You want to see a woman win the presidency, so you say that's better than just let them go ahead and kill all those millions of babies? Boy, that's sick. In any case, Donald Trump said
that he went up in the Trump Towers to his huge luxury apartment up there, and he looked down, and he said, he saw all those people down there, and he said, they have more rights as a citizen than does the least of the pastors. That was true. They have more rights as just a common citizen walking around than does a pastor. Now, why is that? Well, it's because in, I think it was 1963 or 4, Lyndon Johnson got angry at a preacher down here in Texas. See, this preacher kept saying that Lyndon Johnson is a skank. He's a terrible person. And by the way, he was. It was all covered up by the media, of course. Now you see how the media worked to cover up these kind of things. But in fact, Johnson was an ugly, dirty old man who would, you know, push women into having sex with him. Think about that. A dirty, skanky, rotten, garbage-filled man who got women to have sex with him because he was president. He would actually invite women to go down to the Texas White House, which is a ranch here in Johnson City, Texas. And at night, the woman would wake up and Johnson would say, move over, your president is in bed with you. Of course, you can read the book that's published by my good friend, Gail Ross. That's G-A-Y-L-E, Ross. It's written by a woman named Brown, who was LBJ's mistress while he was president. Texas by Morning, I believe, is the name of the book. But it talks all about the fact that LBJ was involved in the murder of JFK. And he schemed to murder the president and take over the job himself, and he did. And, you know, even the president's first lady, Jackie Kennedy, later in life admitted that she thought Lyndon Johnson did it, was part of that plot. And he was. What a skanky old guy. Just a dirty old man. And now, here's the thing about Lyndon Johnson. He hated the churches. Boy, he hated the churches. And he didn't like this pastor saying bad things about him that were true. So he got a law passed in Congress, the 501c3 Act. Now, that law says that a church has to get permission from the government to operate. And the church cannot have any propaganda in its sermons or teachings. It cannot disseminate propaganda. So then he went out and said, this pastor is disseminating propaganda about me. No, it was true. But you see, the IRS doesn't care whether something's true or not. They were being pressured politically by Lyndon Johnson. So they told the pastor, we're going to close you down. Why? Because you said some bad things about the president. Well, they're true. Well, that's just too bad. So 501c3 has been around, well, you know, about 50 years or so. Now, the IRS uses it to close down churches. Now, recently I was reading some pastor who's a national pastor, and I was listening to him on TV, and he said, we don't have to worry about the IRS because never has the IRS closed down a church. And boy, I sat up straight in my chair. What do you mean they've never closed up a church? I know of all kind of churches they closed up. This pastor must have been some kind of an idiot. And he was. Pastors are really idiots. They don't know anything. Let me tell you, there's a church called La Porte Church of Christ in La Porte, Colorado. They don't exist anymore. They did exist. They had hundreds of members. But you see, the pastor was on television. He was on a local channel, a cable access channel, and he preached in the Bible where it says homosexuality is an affront to God. And that's what he preached. He preached from the Bible. Well, that was on a Sunday, and then the next day, he got a letter from the attorney general. I think she was the attorney general of Colorado. It was a lesbian, by the way. And this lesbian said, you gave this sermon about homosexuality. You can't do that. You're not a church. You're a political organization. And you need to register as a PAC. A political action committee. You got to register as a political action committee immediately. He says, I'm a church. I'm not a political action committee. I preach what the Bible says. Well, she says, we're going to close you down. She went to see a judge, and they got the sheriff. And what wasn't too many Sundays after that, that the people of that church showed up for church services, but there was a sheriff there with his deputies, and they had padlocked the church and taken it over. They said, the state of Colorado owns this building and all the property. You, pastor, get out. And you know what? The media didn't report it at all. I did. I've reported it over and over in my radio show. I said, this is terrible. The government can take over this church because the pastor, faithful to God, preached against homosexuality. And they're saying you can't do that. And a lesbian attorney general went to a filthy, dirty judge, and the sheriff came down and took over the church. That's just one church. I'd tell you about another church in Houston, Texas. The pastor spoke about homosexuals and other things. And you know what happened in Houston, Texas? Remember a couple of years back, the mayor there who was a lesbian, she told all the churches of Houston, I want to see your sermon notes. I want to see if you're preaching against homosexuality. If you are, we're going to close you down. Oh, yeah. Well, my friend told him he wasn't going to send them notes. He wasn't going to send them anything. He was going to keep doing what God told him to. So they raided his church. The IRS came in. And the IRS they had checks at the bank that said tithing, tithes, offerings, donations. And the IRS took them all and put them in the IRS account. Think about that. They took the church's money and put it in the IRS account. Oh, that's taking away our religious liberties, friends. Now, if you're a Methodist church, or you're a Lutheran, or you're one of these Episcopal churches, or you're a Baptist, and you do all of these things, you know, anyway, you're pro-homosexual, you're pro-same-sex marriage, you're a filthy, dirty, rotten, no Christian, you're not a Christian, you don't have to worry. The IRS is not going to be on your back. But if you're a faithful pastor, you're going to be like that church in Houston. They're going to go after you. You're going to be like that church in La Porte, Colorado. They'll be after you. You're going to be like that bakery up in the Midwest that refused to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding. Well, that bakery, by the way, closed down. It wouldn't bake a cake even. Well, good for it. I was recently reading in Georgia about a pastor who was asked to give his sermon notes to the state of Georgia. He refused. What's going to happen to him? I don't know. Well, I'm just saying we need to get rid of the 501c3s. We need to get rid of it. We need to have liberty for churches, freedom for churches. It's time. And thank you, Donald Trump. I pray you'll keep your word. Let's write to him. Let's say, please keep your word about our religious liberties. Get rid of 501c3. Now, the final thing I want to tell you about is a child rape assembly line. A very brave rabbi, Rabbi Newcomb. That's an interesting name. Newcomb Rosenberg. He's in the Bronx, New York. And he's fighting against the Jewish rabbis and others there. He says that over 50% of the Jewish men are pedophiles. And he can prove it. And he's going on a campaign against them. He says that they act like they're a child rape assembly line. I go in these bathhouses and I find these men with these little boys. And the police don't do a thing about it. Thank you, Rabbi Rosenberg. Boy, that's a good man, isn't it? He's been exposing them. Thank you. You know, in everywhere you see good people, I'm praying that Jesus Christ will come to Rabbi Rosenberg and give him the truth. I'm praying that Rabbi Rosenberg will be in heaven with me. He's a man that seems to care about these kids. I like that. That's a man after my own heart. How about you, dear friends? All right. Until next time, we have a bunch more secrets. Oh, I love these secrets. This is Tex Mars, and you've been listening to Power of Prophecy.